amuloji mudi inishunka rento yambile pa lounge sili mi boss na mutu mila ka view one sika sick note mana batolewa kwa ba aunt kuma in low kweleka pota pa kandeke D&D lelo tiza cheza one on one you and me you a specimen let's make it a holiday no Netflix I'm below I'm sorry for you know.
Bringing you top-notch radio. Top-notch radio every day. Turn it up. 91.3 FM.
Power FM.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Socialist Party President Fred Membe has called upon all stakeholders to come together and defend the country. UPND Youth Chairman Kangwa Kamando has condemned the mocking of former President Lungu's health. In international news, Algeria has expelled over 1,800 migrants to Niger in a mass deportation. In sports, FARC President Andrew Kamanga has reiterated his commitment to driving transformation within Zambian football.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Socialist Party President Fred Membe has called upon all opposition political parties, the church, traditional leaders, labor unions, student movements, civil society, and over every citizens to come together and defend the country. Dr. Membe says Zambia is at a critical juncture as people are suffering under the weight of economic hardship, political exclusion, and social injustice. He notes that the UPND government has not fulfilled the promises it made to the people, but instead citizens are facing a high cost of living, rising unemployment, shrinking democratic space, and a government that has failed to deliver dignity and hope to the masses. The Socialist Party leader has called on all citizens to stand in solidarity, support one another, and build a movement rooted in justice, equity, and the aspirations of the whole nation. In another development, Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana says the UPND government is determined to ensure that it fulfills all it has envisioned with the support and resilience of the Zambian people. Mr. Kawana has reiterated that over 90% of the administration's promises have been fulfilled, highlighting that the energy sector has seen tremendous progress under the UPND government. That the UPND government has restructured ZESCO to improve its operations, provided an enabling policy environment to attract private sector investment, and delivered affordable and clean energy, among other interventions. Mr. Kawana adds that government has also accelerated the integration of transmission projects to improve access to the regional power markets and scaled up the program of rural electrification of the grid network and deployment of grid electrification solutions. UPND government province deputy youth chairman, Kangwa Kamando, has condemned the alleged mocking of former President Edgar Lungu's health by Socialist Party President Fred Membe's daughter and the Socialist Youth Chairman. Mr. Kamando says such behavior is unacceptable, disrespectful, and unbecoming of public figures, highlighting that citizens should work towards a culture of respect and understanding. He has urged all individuals to maintain dignity and respect in public discourse, especially regarding matters of health and personal well-being. Mr. Kamando has emphasized the importance of respectful dialogue and constructive criticism, avoidance of personal attacks, and promotion of civility and empathy in public discourse. In other news, green economy and environment Secretary Dauti Chibamba has urged stakeholders to define Zambia's priorities for COP30, scheduled to take place in Belém, Brazil, from 10th to 21st November 2025. Dr. Chiwamba said this during the official opening of the People in Need SB62 and COP30 Capacity Building and Technical Workshop in Lusaka. In a speech read on his behalf by Hedges Temple, Chief Green Economy Officer at the Ministry, Dr. Chiwamba highlighted the importance of the workshop as a preparatory platform for private sector and civil society organizations ahead of the UNFCCC subsidiary body meetings in Bonn, Germany in June this year. He acknowledged Zambia's progress in climate policies such as the Green Economy and Climate Change Act of 2024 and the National Adaptation Plan, as well as the importance of collaborative efforts to ensure the country's effective participation in international climate dialogues. Meanwhile, People in Need Network Zambia head of programs Rajesh Rai highlighted PIN's commitment to addressing humanitarian crises caused by conflicts, natural disasters, and pandemics through preparedness, rapid response, and recovery.
This gathering marks a critical moment, not just in the climate calendar, but in our collective responsibility as actors of change to shape, influence, and strengthen the international climate agenda. As the world continues to grapple with increasingly severe impacts of climate change, it is imperative that voices from the front lines, and especially from countries like Zambia, are not only heard, but actively inform the solutions and commitments being negotiated.
And Zambia Climate Change Network Board Chairperson Maggie Mape said the workshop is a crucial step in building an inclusive and resilient Zambia in response to the climate crisis.
I wish to thank the Minister of Green Economy and Environment for their continued collaboration and open-door policy towards civil society organizations. We look forward to your technical support and strategic guidance from the Permanent Secretary and the UNFCCC lead for Zambia and his team in making Zambia's voice strong and clear on the international stage. To our participants, this is your space. Be free, be courageous to negotiate and share your ideas. Let's deliberate, question, learn, and above, come up with a position paper that will carry the voices of our people as we head to Bonn. The road to Bonn begins here, and our journey to Belem must be grounded in the collective wisdom, strategic advocacy, and shared responsibility.
In international news, Algerian authorities rounded up more than 1,800 migrants and left them at the Nigerian border in a record expulsion earlier this month, a Niger-based migrant rights group said on Thursday. Alam Fon Sahara, which monitors migration across the region, says the migrants were abused area known as Point Zero after being apprehended in out cities. Abdul Aziz Chehu, the group's national coordinator, told the Associated Press on Thursday that 1,845 migrants without legal status in Algeria had been counted, arriving in Niger's border town of Assamaka after the April 19th mass expulsion. He said that pushed the total number of expelled migrants arriving in Assamaka this month beyond 4,000. Chehu added that the figure does not include those who may attempt to return north into Algeria. Still in international news, Spain is under fire and has been accused of ignoring illegal fishing by its own fleet in West African waters. Environmental groups Client Earth and Oceania have filed a lawsuit in Madrid